Oh, wow, yes.
Get fat. Dan Moore.
Okay.
Jeez. Now, here's a chuncha.
He's the, like, the poster boy for gingers.
Yeah. Yeah, he made Ed Sheeran look like Beyonce. Yeah.
So today, it's all about perspective. A Japanese city in Hanyu holds the annual office chair race, in which participants must race their office chairs around a 200-meter track for 2 hours in order to win the 200-kilogram bag of rice. I know 200 meters and for 2 hours and a 90-kilogram bag of rice, that's not the point. The point is, there's an office chair race. Can we put a pin in this?
Yeah, there's an office chair that can go 200 meters. That's good.
Guys,
good
I can't
wheels.
Even sit in this office chair without falling off. Yeah. Can you imagine I'm not racing
we wouldn't enter without you.
I feel like the three of us should maybe just do one lap around this building. Just
I reckon,
to see.
I reckon. Let's give it a bit.
I think we should. Okay.
All right, Dan. We'll put a pin in that. And also, I told you it was all about perspective, right? As far as energy is concerned, if hummingbirds were scaled up to the size of human beings, they would need to drink the equivalent of a can of Coca-Cola every minute just to survive.
What?
Not even to thrive, just to survive.
Really?
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
And then, Sky, next time you're visiting, Kerry. And Kerry, next time you have half an hour aside and you decide to fiddle with your puzzle.
Yes.
Flip. Yeah. On your box, your puzzle box, what does it say? 500? 1,000?
1,500.
Does it say 1,500?
Yes. Yeah.
Have you counted it?
No.
Have you done the math in your head where it's actually literally impossible to have a puzzle of 1,000 pieces fit in a perfect square?
It's not a square. It's a rectangle.
Well, I mean, you know.
So, oh, okay.
Same family, bro.
Yeah, same family. It's literally impossible. And they've been lying on the boxes.
So what?
They lie on the boxes to make you feel comfortable. It's actually a 500-piece puzzle is 513 pieces. And a 1,000-piece puzzle is 1,026 pieces.
So you say I'm doing more than a 1,500?
You're doing a 1,539-piece puzzle.
Well, 38, because I helped you with one after 2 seconds.
Damn, more?
Yeah,
but that is fantastic.
But
bro.
People need round numbers. They can't have odd numbers. It just freaks them out. Oh, I can't do 513 pieces.
Really?
Exactly. They puzzle boxes have lied to you your whole life.
I'm floored.
And then here's just a little bonus one to take with you for the weekend. In case you've decided, I see that Godzilla vs. Kong has come out on Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
It's actually very good. It's a creature feature. Two big monsters
fighting
each other.
Creature feature. Okay, yeah. Okay.
It's good fun. But again, I told you about perspective and scale, right?
Yeah.
Honeybird, it was a human. It would have to drink a Coca-Cola every minute in order to survive. That's not even to thrive, right? If Godzilla was real. Actually existed.
Yeah.
As depicted in the 2014 movie and now the 2021 against King Kong, it would produce 12.9 million gallons of urine every time.
Every time what?
Every time it weed.
Wait, what?
12.9 million gallons of urine is what Godzilla would pass every single time. So if it didn't destroy the building in the fight, it's going to give you a flood in the aftermath.
He's like
you know
Karen
those facts
Moore.
That are like why? Why would we even need to know
why
that?
Why would I need to know
why
that?
Still, that's was, like
well, that's what we call just a wee.
Yeah, sure.
A wee bit of information.
A wee bit of information.
Just a wee bit of information for you.
Oh, those are fantastic, Darren.
So at least between the hummingbird and bird and jigsaw puzzles and Godzilla passing water, did it happen?
Yeah.
What happened, mate?
Wow.
Made wee.
just got fact.
Yes. Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.